This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Thought Council.
Indeed, it is Thought Council. Let me welcome my guest, Sillo. Good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Hey, good morning, Lukuno. How are you?
I'm well. Kunjani kuwe?
No, on the right, man. I'm busy walking, trying to find a quieter space.
Don't worry.
To be able to have this conversation.
Don't worry. I'm sure by the time I get to you, you would have found that spot. But thank you for making the time. Abanye bathi ngudedi sibuse kunene. Nene, good morning.
Yeah. Phakathwayo. Mfumbatho wemvula nobukhosi.
Baba.
Unjani?
Ngiyaphila kunjani?
Hayi, ngiyaphila budoda.
Demand. Thank you very much. Vessel, good morning and welcome to Power Talk.
Good morning, Sunny Banani, Moweni, Khoya Mora.
Dumela.
Okay, kiteng.
Thank you so much for making time for us this morning as well, Vessel.
Thank you, Lukona. It's great to join the conversation.
Fantastic. Kunene, let me start off with you, Zibuse, and just probably I'll give each one of you a chance to make your opening remarks, say about 2.5 minutes, just to say, why is it important for us to talk about men in society?
Thank you. That's a very good question. I think we don't appreciate men enough, and men form part of society. If you look at the conversations that you've had in the first hour, most of the people who called were men. The issues that are being raised currently, they are about men. Men have neglected their place in society because akekho, we didn't focus enough on men. And we neglect the fact, Yoguti, men have been traumatized, men have been abused, especially by the apartheid system. The apartheid destroyed the psyche of men so much, Yoguti, we are still going to take about 2 or 3 generations in order to correct what happened in the past. And if we don't address Lauma conversations much, when are we going to do that? Because then we are going to pass on that burden to Abantwana bethu. Another point that I want to make, Uthi, we need to pay special attention to men, especially manje, with women empowerment, with women emancipation. Because if we don't, we will always have, I like to use the analogy, Uthi, women's software is being updated daily and consistently these days. But the software, Yabantu Besilisa, is being left behind. So how do you then expect men and women to engage intellectually, socially, and otherwise if Oyuan has been left behind in his updating Uguti? How do you coexist with an empowered woman? How do you coexist with this new woman that we see now, because she is no longer a woman who is oppressed and suppressed, a woman who is supposed to be in the kitchen barefoot and pregnant, right? How do you then coexist and be a thriving society? So if we don't have those topics, if we don't have those conversations, Nabab and Besilisa, when are we going to do that? And how are we going to have a healthy society? I love the fact that we have International Men's Day. It's an international day, but I think there's still more that needs to be done around that.
Let's hold it there, Zibuse. I want to come to you, Vessel, and ask you the same question. I know at Sonke Gender Justice, you've had so many conversations around, men and the things that we need to be talking about. But I do want to ask you as well, why is it important for these conversations to happen?
Thank you, Lukuna. As you point out, at Sonke, we've spoken about men's position in society many times over the years. And Sonke is quite explicitly an organization that is feminist in its values and also pro-feminist for some of the men who collaborate with Sonke. So we are really interested in how can men become allies to women in their empowerment and in the struggle to end justice and promote gender equality. Mm. I agree completely with Sibuse that men's software needs to be updated. You know, I think as women have increasingly entered the paid workplace, and by the way, I think we still have a long way to go on that one. If you look at the number of female CEOs on listed companies, if you look at the amount of unpaid care work that women still have to do. But nevertheless, as women have stepped more and more into paid work over the decades, men's contribution to the other side of the coin, to the social reproduction, to the unpaid care work, has not kept pace. And I think that is the software that we're focusing on, especially in the report that we've just published called the State of South Africa's Fathers Report 2021. And I'd love to share some of the findings that we had from that report in the next part of the conversation.
Now, before we move then, Wessel, from you, just give us a sense, because sometimes, you know, these definitions are important. When we talk about social reproduction, what are we talking about?
It's a synonym for unpaid care work. It's a Marxist term. It balances the idea of production, right? So production is paid work. That's the financial sector. Social reproduction is generating the workforce, the people who actually need to sustain the production. And again, I think I agree with Sibuse. You know, so one example is migrant labor in South Africa. So, you know, when people migrate to go and work in another space, it's the women who care for them at home or for their children at home, or if they return back home, it's women who do the care work that sustain the labor force that is actually supporting production. So it just highlights the fact that, you know, our financial sector cannot survive if we didn't have somebody doing the work with families. And that's where men have been missing, is making our contribution in that space.
Fantastic. Got you. So, Sillo, I hope that your line is a little, you are stable, you are in a good place. The question that I am asking as an opening remark, Sillo, is to say, you know, why is it important that we talk about men in our own conversations? You've always, you know, sort of mentioned how you want to talk to your children, you know, your boys, and, you know, talk to them using your experiences and how you think of society now. Why is it important to talk to the man, to that boy child?
You know, for me, it is important in a sense because I realized as I was, you know, growing up as, you know, and becoming a man, and I realized that, you know, there were a lot of things that I didn't know how to do. And the example that I make is that, you know, when you are a child, and you start schooling, going to school. You start from grade 1 to grade 12. You spend 12 years basically just being prepared to be a cog in this economic machine. And then thereafter, for instance, after finishing the matric, then you go to varsity. And it is a continuation of that. And then, you know, after, you know, whatever, graduation, then you start looking for work. And then when, you know, you've got money, you keep a malobola, then you go and keep a malobola. And here's what happens. Everything that you've done throughout your life, you actually learn it first and get a certificate. You know what I mean? But when you get into marriage, you haven't even studied what marriage is all about. You get into marriage, they give you a certificate before you even know what marriage is all about. You know what I mean? So at the end of the day, we are not being prepared to be how to know how to relate with one another as human beings, you know, at best.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that is where you find even woman ama problems when, you know, in relationships. You know, I mean, if people who know statistics will tell you the divorce rate, you think that. You know what I mean? And all that, you are going to learn way after to realize, okay, I could have dealt with this differently this way or dealt with this differently. And it's like, even again, when you have been educated and you are a master, you are an accountant or whatever, if somebody throws a problem on accounting, your mind is quick there and it gives solution. But in life skills, we are not equipped.
in life skills we are not equipped. Let me ask all my guests to stay on the line as I pay some bills, but we are talking this morning. Challenges among men in South Africa. My guest says, Buse Kunene, Sillo Makekancube, Wessel van den Berg. Please do dial in on 0861-987-000. I do want to hear from you what your thoughts are. Please put some questions to them. We will have them until top of the hour at 11 o'clock. 21 minutes past 10.
Tackling the challenges of our time. One conversation at a time. Power 98.7. Now we're talking.
That's exactly what we're doing here on Thought Council, conversation challenges among men with my guests on the line. I'd love to hear from you. Please do dial in on 0861-987-000. Sbuse, let me come back to you. How do we, with any conversation, because, you know, into our men, it's not just, you know, bodies. They are also, you know, human beings. They have feelings and all of these things. I wonder, how do you have a conversation about men with men in a way that, you know, it does not come across as self-righteous? It does not come across as judgmental. And I'm saying all of these things with a degree of caution because, I mean, the things that men do wrong, especially where there's abuse concern, then, of course, I mean, we should put our foot down. But unfortunately, what I have come to learn is that putting foot down and condemning does not necessarily stop the behavior. So there's much more work that needs to be done. Hence, you've got your organization Dads in the Picture. How do you make sure you communicate with men in a way where you are still condemning, but there's still a degree of compassion and humility?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Wenayeye, because the moment you approach a man and you first condemn, criticize, and bash him, he clamps up. You will not get to him. So you need to converse with him firstly from a point of trying to understand him. Don't understand him in relation to anything else or in relation to maybe, let's say, women. Because these days, the moment you talk about a man, people will immediately say, but women also. Mm. But, you know, the moment you put a but, then you are nullifying his emotion. It's often said that men don't talk, but actually, give a man the platform and the space and let him express himself. If you listen to a man, he will tell you what is wrong with him or where his pain points are. And what we are seeing today in terms of gender-based violence and all the abuse and the crimes that we see, it's too late for us to fix those who are committing those crimes or those social ills. What we need to do is look at how these people were raised. What is their background? Where is their foundation? Mm. What happened in their families? And one may even ask, how far back do you have to go? But if we start healing the boy child from a very early age, because it's like when Utenga imoto from a dealership, it doesn't come with any dents and scratches. But the moment you puma from the dealership and then it starts having certain scratches, dents, and so on. And when you don't fix those, they pile up. By the time you get to 5 or however many years with all of those dents and scratches, it's too late to fix them and it becomes really expensive. So let's start addressing from the boy child. But if you also want to talk to a man now without coming across as judgmental or as condemning, start addressing the boy child in him. There is a wounded child in him who has not been spoken to, who has not been conversed with. But sometimes we want to talk to men than talk with them. And there is a difference between the two. When I'm talking to you, it's a one-way thing. Right now, we are all having a conversation. It's two-way. It's a dialogue. Let's have that with men and try to understand them from where they are and help them from that point.
Vessel, I'm looking at a tweet here from Sabelo Zita saying, you know, your guests are overcomplicating the relationship between men and women. People agree, relate, disagree, and relations. It is just life. No need for anyone to be taught how to relate to another. So some men are horrible, so are some women. Now, you see, it seems as if these are obvious things, but Vessel, as you have indicated, I mean, and hence why I asked you to unpack that concept of social reproduction when you said there is evolution on the one hand, we know with women becoming much more participants in the productive economy, but on the other hand, men's contribution to social reproduction has not kept up. Now, it seems these are obvious things we are talking about, but unfortunately, the history of our society from both a material point of view, including the power, sharing point of view, there are distortions, and definitely women are nowhere near some of the, you know, access to power that men have in society. It's quite disproportionate, and that affects how they relate to each other. How do you help us understand, you know, just how difficult and complex these issues are, rather than just saying some men are horrible and so are some women?
Sure. No, thanks so much, Lekona. You know, I was away from my house for the last 2 days, and it was so amazing to see my son's reaction when I came back last night. He was literally like a little flower that was just starting to bloom again. Mm. And I've got a wonderful relationship with him. He's 5 years old. We spend a lot of time together. And I have to admit, you know, because of the questions we're talking about today, Before he arrived in our lives, I wasn't sure that I've got what it takes to take on a boy child. You know, I felt like there's such difficult territory to navigate for a boy who's growing into a man in our current society. And I'm, you know, even with the research and the work that I'm doing, I felt really daunted with it. Mm. And I agree with your the tweet that was sent out. It's actually really simple. It comes down to spending time together and just being together in contact with each other, especially in terms of adults and children. And going back to the history of the country, you know, it's led to biological fathers not being able to live with their children, especially in the lower income groups in the country. So, just two things from the report, I think, that are pertinent here. The first one is that when we asked we asked 1,003 fathers what they think about fatherhood. We asked them a question, do you agree with the statement that men are as good caregivers as women? So men are as good caregivers as women. 77%, more than three quarters, agreed. Yes, men are as good caregivers as women. Mm. And that, you know, that's a real good sign of hope. And then I think the other finding that's really important to notice is that we are so fond of the statistic that talks about absent or present fathers.
Yeah.
But as Zibusi would tell you, it's not about whether there's a person in the same building. It's what that person does. It's about involvement or not. So consequently, you know, what was really encouraging to see was that of the men in the survey who responded, who care for children that are not their own children, in other words, they are an uncle or a new boyfriend or an elder brother, their involvement was higher than we had expected, and that was really encouraging.
Vessel, let's hold it there because I'm late for news headlines, but when we come back, I do want to pick up on that point with Sillo when we talk about presence. What does presence mean? It's not just physical, not just monetary. I mean, some people talk of their parents having become ATMs. 0861-987-000 is the dial. 10:30, Katlego Lekgodi with Power News.
Send us a WhatsApp message on 083-303-7093.
Good morning, Lukona. I hear everybody's talking about men this, women this, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, I think we are also missing a point here. The relationship between mothers and sons, I think it plays a very big role, especially when it comes to this abuse. Like for me personally, I was abused by my mom. Even up to date, I hate my mom. with passion. I don't like my mom. And I don't see myself getting married. I think mothers as well, they play a very big role, especially when it comes to abuse. I think we must also look at that. Yeah, it's Bongle, yeah, in 4 ways. Thank you.
Babu Mngoni, sawubona baba namagesti wakhe. Yabona ukuba indoda kunzima kulezi insuku because zamadoda we are expected ukuthi sibe strong at all times, and the worst part ukuthi even the feminine ear cannot hear the cry of a man. Yonke into uma uyindoda kumele ube strong ekugcineni, i-depression ekugcineni, amajida abalekela etshwaleni, because that's iyona ndlela umuntu akwazi ukuthi uthole ukuthi uyiduduza ngayo leyo. So kunzima mfethu ukuba indoda kulezi insuku, kunzima, nzima, nzima. Wonke umuntu ufuna ukuthi ube strong. Akekho umuntu ocabangayo ukuthi le ndoda iyakhathala, le ndoda kuba nzima. Uye emakhoneni uma uthola amajida azama isipani, awatholi isipani, kunzima. And uma uyindoda izinto zingahlangani, kuba nzima. Amatopic afuzelana kubalulekile ukuthi sikhulume ngawo njalo.
Indeed, thank you for sending those voice notes on the WhatsApp line 0833037093. I mean, Silo, you listened in on those voice notes. Yeah. I mean, Bongile's one. So, I mean, for a moment, I just got a chill, because when he's like, you know, he was abused by his mom and he doubts he'll ever be able to forgive her, and this now has a knock-on effect in terms of, you know, whether he'll get married or not. I wonder, Silo, you know, when we talk about the place where we grow up as boys, and I know that, I mean, we are talking about the boy child, but we are talking about the environment the boy child is growing up in. I mean, what would you have to say to someone like Bongile and his reflections?
Bongile's reflection, thanks, Lukona. Bongile's reflection, it is just so spot on. And it just says how much we actually really need to get deep into these conversations. And but here's the other part. When we're talking about gender-based violence, we tend to bundle everything into it.
Mm.
And until we get to a point that we separate, you know, these things. For instance, we combine the rapist and the pedophile and the abusive husband and somebody maybe who is just basically a serial killer.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And because that person would have killed a woman, then we go gender-based violence. And I think that is where we are not allowing ourselves in order to be able to know. But how are we dealing with this gender-based violence thing? But also, you know, I think I want to go to this thing. Talked about updating the software.
Mm.
And not that I'm being critical, but sometimes we use catchphrases.
Mm.
But what do you really mean when you say update the software?
Mm.
You know what I mean? And again, that in itself forces you to say you update the software here and how it actually influences everything. You know what I mean? And the moment in my life where, I mean, there's one when that happened when I was 24, when basically having to deal with my violence, that was in 1984.
Yeah.
And I started updating my software from there. And then the next time I had to update my software was when my son, 19 years old, my late son, when he was 19 years old, I learned that he's got 4 girlfriends, you know. And then at that time, I've got 4 children with 4 different women.
Mm.
And as they say now, you look at it, it's like, barking the apple, family, family, boom. And I started having a conversation with him there. That, you know, addresses that thing of how, you know, the importance of having conversations with sons. And the fact that I had that conversation with him, and we used to have, you know, regular conversation, and up until he passed on. And it was at his memorial when I heard his friends talking about him that I realized how that conversation really helped.
Mm.
Because from there, he actually began to look at this whole thing of us men just having children and dumping them. Or having children with women and leaving or dumping the women.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And
one of the boys, and he became aware of it, because one thing that I made him aware of was that it's a long story, but I just have to go, you know, to the crux of it. I said to him, when he was growing up, because he came to live with me when he was 14. And I said, when he was growing up, didn't he wish that I was always there every day of his life? And tears welled up in his eyes. And I said, you see, I thought I'm being better than my father by just being present in your life, because my father was never present in my life. Do you see what is important is that when we make children, we should actually be, you see, I was seeing even earlier on that we get prepared for everything else, but not the ultimate role that we have to play.
Mm.
Because this whole thing of parenthood is so important. If you remove everything around us, you know, the qualifications and everything, all we are just procreants.
Yeah.
And all we have to do is make working fend for food, make babies, raise them, and we die.
Got you.
We don't take everything that we say. So, and when my at his memorial, one of the friends that said Nkolisi was very clear with one thing, that he was not going to have a child out of wedlock.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got you loud and clear. My guest, Silo Makekancube, Sibuse Kunene, Wessel Vandenberg, joined me on the line to discuss, you know, the challenges among men in South Africa. And let me take some of your calls, and I'll ask my guest to just take some notes, and I'll give you an opportunity to respond. Wise man, good morning.
Good morning, and all the other guests there. Thanks for this opportunity.
Mm.
Just my two cents worth. I wish these conversations that we can have more and more of them, and I wish them to be systematic. I mean, I trust you because I've noticed you to be like that. In other words, not like this women's abuse. I mean, those few days and then everything seems to... Okay, but the point, why I think that's important. You see, for the current generation, I would say that we've been brought up in a particular way, and we have been fed each other the wrong things. So it's us again who are going to feed and each other good things,
yeah,
and try to put it to practicality, because there's this danger of generalizing, like Silo has just said now. That's why, you know, like just to have it, to plan it and pocket it, such that you have focus areas and then be able to deal with various aspects, you know, because we do need to fix this generation in order to fix the next generation. Or say something to this generation in order to fall for the next generation. That's just my two cents worth. There's a lot I can say, but I think otherwise it's...
No, wise man, I mean, I take the point fully, and it dovetails with what Silo is saying, you know, not being, you know, finding a way not to club too many things together in one conversation and right, deal with these nuances and the sub-themes that are there. So, wise man, I got your point loud and clear. Clifford, good morning.
Hi, and how are you?
I'm well. How are you this morning?
I'm great. I think the one of the problems that we are having as a society is gender divide is being caused by who's a woman, who's a man. We are both human beings. And if we can start dealing with matters that are very important from that space, we've got different strengths that we need to admit, because you cannot measure the strength of a fish by making it to climb a tree. You understand?
Mm.
So if we started there, it will help us a lot, because there's a serious contribution of also our system in causing this gender divide between men and women.
Yeah.
Men are being oppressed somehow. I'm sorry to be using such words. You find that at age 35, now you are not considered to be employable anymore. Then you give the responsibility of a father to a boy, then boys become fathers to fathers. So there's really nothing to learn from fathers, because the one is experienced, one is inexperienced.
Mm.
And yes, then now the whole frustration of most of men starts from there, whereby they're deemed not to be important, or maybe assets to the society.
Yeah.
And then you find a boy at 19 years old having to take care of both the parents. Then there's an element of respect that's been
loss, not only for the father alone, for both parents, because okay. So with time, you find that as they mature, they discover that there's a law that they haven't learned. But still, in that space, men are also not being given an opportunity, like the way Mr. Magee is doing as we speak, trying to transform this whole conception that we have about men and women and things that could cause our difference.
Clifford, let's put it to rest there so that I give other people a chance and also get some responses from my guests. And Nax, good morning.
Morning, Lolo.
How
morning.
Are you?
I'm well, Lolo. I hope you are still doing well.
I'm in good strength.
Lolo, my take on GBV, Lolo. I mean, we must not look one-sided. Some of us, our hearts are still beating even today. I've lost a friend, Lolo. He was abused left and right. After he lost his job, he ended up taking his own life. I don't have a friend today. I don't have a brother today because of the abuse. I know, Lolo, there's no house that doesn't have squabbles. Squabbles are everywhere. But we must also talk to our women, because I know there's a lot of them that are abusing men. So we must not look at this one-sided. Thank you, Lolo.
Nax, I got you loud and clear. Zibusa, let me come back to you exactly on that note by Nax. I mean, sometimes it may come across as if, you know, we're making up excuses for people. But we also do have to talk about how we have made it difficult for men to seek help when they are feeling squeezed, when they are feeling abused, for men to come out and speak out and be given the necessary care. And I know that the most affected people, without a doubt, of gender-based violence are women. But there is also that issue that we need to attend to as a matter of urgency, because it may have spillover effects that are negative in society and take the gains that are being made in the fight against gender-based violence as well.
Yeah. We have membership, I think, across different provinces as dads in the picture. And there's also another group that I'm part of, and I observe the conversations that go on there. When the conversations are light and it's jokes and all of that, men are quickly engaging and are easy to engage. But try and tackle a topic such as, how are you feeling? Talk about the abuse that you're going through. Men immediately shut out, because we've been raised, Uguti, you can't talk about that. It makes you weak. It makes you however. And it's been ingrained from a very early age, Uguti, as a man, you take it. You shoulder it and then you move on. Yes, you can allow everybody else around you to come to you, you can be that pillar of strength to everybody else, but not when I show your weakness. There's a video that I watched, Yaga Ian Lavan, that where this young man had been showing aggressive behavior and also violent towards his mother, only to discover that at a very young age, this boy witnessed his mother becoming violent to his father as well as to him. But the mother later on changed her ways and outgrew, and I would say, I use the statement I used earlier, updated her software, but she forgot about the ones around her. So this boy grew up with that pain, hurt, anger and resentment, just as Ubo Ngile has shared earlier on, that he hates his mother. But you will find that his mother has moved on from there. But the pain is still not addressed, which is what I was referring to earlier. Mangithi mina, we need to talk to the boy child inside and help him heal. And another thing, Lukona, that we need to do, we need to get to a point where we redefine what modern manhood looks like. We need to have some sort of an agreement, Uguti, across all spheres, what is the fundamental definition of what it means to be a man?
Yeah.
So that the young ones growing up will have a beacon, Uguti, at least this is what it means to be a man. Because we've said, Uguti, this is not what manhood is about. This is not what men are or how men should be.
Mm.
But have we arrived at a point where we say, this is what it should be, this is what it should look like?
Zibuse, let's take a break there exactly on that point. What it means to be a man, or the making of a new man, if we accept that the history of imbalanced power, access to power does create or has created this, as someone said earlier, Clifford saying gender divide, and of course, gender being a social construct. Vessel, let me pay some bills. I'll come back to you. But before I come back to you, I'll probably take two more calls. I don't want us to run out of time without hearing from everyone who is on the line. 8 minutes to 11 o'clock.
Power Talk on Power 98.7.
Indeed it is. Let's quickly go. Tsepo, good morning. Let's make it short and sweet.
I have just a problem with how the interview has been conducted. It seemed as if the men that are currently in conversation, they don't abuse. And I don't agree with that. I am an abuser, speaking for Tsepo. And I think I speak for a lot of men who are abusing women. And in for me, in my case, I will tell you the one thing that broke my heart, and it still breaks my heart.
Mm.
I grew up without my parents, both parents. I was raised by my grandmother. And I made a commitment to which I would never do that to my children.
Mm.
I'll grow up with my children. But when my marriage failed and the person I was married to left me with my children for a period of more than 5 years, when it finally went to a family court, the children were granted to her, purely because she was female. And that still haunts me today. I'm still hurt.
Mm.
So I'm saying even the law, it's not on the man's side. So it contributes.
Yeah.
So I'm saying, but it's my choice if I want to be bitter for the rest of my life and continue with the abuse, or I can repent.
Tsepo, got you, loud and clear. Thank you. Entle, please, short and sweet, good morning.
Good morning, Lukan. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
I'm fine. You know, before it gets to GPV, it's even very high there. You know, this morning I was jogging down the road. This guy is approaching me. He can see that I'm coming. But guess what? He decides to take his thing out and start peeing right in front of my eyes. What do I do as a female? That's even worse traumatic. Because he didn't even hide. He showed me that I'm peeing now. Do I turn and go back, or do I carry on with my jog? It's small things like those.
Yeah.
Respect. You can't just decide to pee. I'm coming.
Yeah.
Hide or hold it until I pass. Can I not do that?
I got you. Entle, I got to run. Unfortunately, I don't have enough time. You'll please forgive me. Vessel, some of the things that you've heard, I would like to get your response. State of South Africa's Fathers 2021 report, your work with HSRC there and the Stellenbosch University, tackling even some of these legal issues that are coming up in terms of how fathers sometimes are affected.
I would say that from Sonke's perspective, we're not talking about men but women. We're talking about men and women. Mm. It's both and. So we have to be able to hold that complexity. Encouraging finding from the report was that most of the men in the report, national survey, experienced physical punishment from their parents. Most of the men in the report did not use physical punishment. That's really encouraging. That shows us right there the intergenerational transfer of violence is reducing. That's one. And then final point to really observe and take note of. There are men listening to this show who are living with a child that is not their own biological child.
Mm.
Let me say to you today, it is your place to care for that child. 78% of children live with men in South Africa. Most children live with men, and most men live with children. It is your place to care. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Vessel. Castro and Soli, I'll ask you to be short and brief. Soli, good morning.
Morning. I just wanted to say two things quickly. The first one, I think it was Silo, if I'm not mistaken, who said that we like to bundle things together. Today, because of what we're discussing men, let us stick to men.
Mm-hmm.
Then what we need to say to men is that no matter what has happened to your life, you lost a job, your upbringing and all that, we need to come to a pact that says that must not be a reason for being violent towards the other gender. And then secondly, most of the people who spoke here, they're talking about we need to change now the language and say this is what we are doing, rather than being dreamers all the time. We need to do this, we need to do that.
Got you loud and clear, Solly. Changing the language. Castro, good morning.
Good morning. Mine is to say I think men should be allowed to play their roles, because currently society must wake up to the reality that men, fathers, are only expected to be perpetrators and not protectors of the women and children. A few days ago, I got a call from a gentleman who drove to another province, because he heard his child complaining that they separated with the mother, complaining that, my mother abused me, she leaves me at night and goes out. And when he went to the social workers, the mother conceded to that. But still, the social workers are saying, no, the child is not in danger. But you see, the role of the father is trying to intervene to protect the child.
Yeah.
But when something happens, it will be a man who would harm that child. And then all men will take the blame. So I think society must give the fathers and the men a role to play in the protection of women and children.
Castro, thank you. I'm going to give my guests 30 seconds to wrap up. Silo, your parting shots, please.
Hey, parting shots, bro. I would like to say, Ubuntu, abuna gender. And if we can actually just go and now update the software. I like this. I love this thing. I'm going to be using it all the time now. As updating the software, Ubuntu, and understanding what Ubuntu is. And it will actually realize with now that will, And the second one that needs to be updated is the software of the conscience.
Yeah.
Because if you can begin to be able to reintrospect and see what I'm doing is wrong, that will actually even help in dealing with conflict.
Got you loud and clear, Silo. Zibuse, last 30 seconds.
Thank you. To destroy society, remove a man and frustrate women in the process. Baba, we will never finish the conversation around men and everything around men that needs to be addressed. But the platform that you have given us as men today, it's much appreciated, and would like some more of it, and not too far from today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Those were my guests, Silo Makekancube, Zibuse Kunene, Wessel van den Berg, joining us. Absolutely a lot to be unpacked going forward. Challenges among men. State of South Africa's fathers. So many things to talk about.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.